And sisters, you're listening to Freddie in the Morning, WHZU Campus Radio. And now for all my transcendental friends, this one is for you. The migration of the whales.
How romantic. Tonight, we'll watch the Dance Theater of Harlem leap across the stage. Tomorrow is the National Gallery. And Sunday,
Whitley, I'll be here trying to close this suitcase. Why did you open it anyway?
I want to make sure I didn't leave anything.
Oh, honey, after we're married, we're going to have to discuss this wardrobe fetish you had.
You won't be saying that after you see my new negligee. Black chiffon, all lacy on top.
Ooh, I think we got it.
Off to D.C.
I interrupt the whales to bring you this special report. Hurricane Gary has changed its course. All airports in the area are closed. I repeat, the hurricane is now headed for Hillman. All non-essential vehicles should be off of the highway.
Black lacy chiffon, nigga.
Leaves from the pit in 10 minutes. Everyone assigned to bus number 7, please leave now. Right
now. Honey, why couldn't we have been on the first bus?
Come on now, Jaleesa. You are a military wife now. Toughen up.
I don't care about the army.
Now, Jaleesa, as soon as everyone is evacuated from here safely, we will go get on our bus, okay? Oh. Come on now, honey. Kim?
Yes.
Look, I know it's a hurricane and everything, but Jaleesa is hysterical. I mean, look at her. Have you ever seen her like this before?
I don't think so.
Well, look, would you please stay close to her, all right?
Okay.
All right, you have such a calming effect on people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah?
I taped 12 windows and doors at the end of each hall.
Son, why did you tape the doors?
Oh, I figured, you know, doors, windows, same thing.
Moving on. Gina, look, I want you to make sure that everyone has flashlights, sleeping bags, and warm clothing. You got that? Kim?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dismantle the computer.
I don't know how to dismantle a computer.
Kim, you're smart. You'll figure it out. Come on, hon. Move it.
Oh, Dad. What can I do now?
Here, hold my jacket.
Okay, everybody, calm down. I'm here. Colonel Taylor, thanks for covering for me. Hey, where's everybody going?
You're going windsurfing, babe.
We need to move to a safer location, so we're all going over to the Roanoke Armory.
I can't spend my first anniversary at the Armory. It's too dismal and dark and dank.
Yeah, there's no privacy.
Oh, come on now, people. This is a hurricane. Now, what did you expect? The Ritz?
Okay, what do you want me to do?
All right, make sure that the water and the electricity is turned off completely.
Okay, good.
Hey, Dad, can I go help?
No, Terrence, you stay here.
What should I do here?
That's good.
Okay, Colonel, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which bus am I on?
The last one.
My furniture is going to be okay. The house is going to be okay. We are all going to be okay.
Damn! This hurricane is snatching up everything in sight.
Brad, our house.
Huh? What? Oh, no. Now, calm down, Jaleesa. Now, come on. Jaleesa, calm down.
Oh, excuse me, Dad.
Our house is gonna be fine. Yeah.
You know, Hillman is on a delta. By this time tomorrow, our house could be in Tennessee. You want your jacket now?
People, Hurricane Gary is expected to hit Hillman in less than 3 hours. Go to your designated shelters. Blowing debris can injure and kill. Ron Johnson, hope you're listening from your convertible.
I don't
boys listen to Freddie in the morning. Love those whales.
What? This little thunderstorm is the perfect opportunity for my band Expression to express itself to a captive audience.
Ron, I am not about to use a natural disaster to hype your tired little band.
Oh, come on now. Even Mother Nature needs to potay. If she were having a little more fun, she wouldn't be acting.
Okay, take your trash. Get out of here.
This is not trash, you environmental zealot. Now play it, and maybe your listeners will wake up.
My listeners want nothing to do with the pseudo-musical stylings of a bougie, no-talent, chauvinist, sawed-off Cro-Magnon runt.
Freddy, get short thing alone.
Freddy, oh, it's easy, Ronnie, sensitive about his itty-bitty side.
Take that back, you Mitch Match Rainbow Coalition, Medusa-looking freckle-faced mutt!
I am rubber, you are glue. Everything you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Freddy! You obviously grew up in a white neighborhood.
Time for tardiness.
Hey, boy, calm yourself. Go do some calculus or something.
Excellent idea. I didn't bring my books, Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Gaines, you gotta get on that bus with us. You can't stay in the pit.
Yes, I can. This is my ship. If it's going down, I'm going down with it.
I can't let you do that.
I'll be fine.
That bus is coming and there's gang on it.
No, I'm not.
What is up with Mr. Gaines?
Are you old? He's stubborn, pig-headed. Figure it out.
You know, why is that bus so late?
I don't know. Is this storm gonna get a lot worse?
It's my first hurricane, too, okay?
Yeah, but you know everything.
We should be at a hotel room overlooking the Lincoln Memorial.
No, overlooking your lingerie.
Is it all you want me for?
Oh, don't be silly, Whitley. Of course that's all I want you for. Oh, stop. Close your mouth, baby. At least we're together. Hey, maybe we can find a nice, quiet spot at the armory.
Near the artillery.
All you countercultural types are, like, 5 years from now, you're gonna be living in a mansion, wearing a fur coat, and driving a big gas-guzzling, air-polluting luxury car.
5 years from now, you're gonna be in a police lineup with the other flashers.
Don't knock flashing, baby. It's the only way you're ever gonna see anything.
Get out of here, you nasty little wart. I happen to have a broadcast to do. Let's go, Reggie. Reggie! Hey, where's my engineer?
Brother with the headphones? He broke out of here over a half hour ago, but you couldn't see beyond your flapping lips.
Evacuate the building, bye.
What?
The hurricane is packing winds of up to 100 miles per hour. Hillman College has been declared unsafe. Evacuation procedures are now in effect. All buses are leaving from the pit. Ron, did you hear that? That little pig.
My man is out there. And as thin as he is, that wind is just gonna blow him right away. Isn't it, Kim?
This is in the movies.
Out. We're going to have to stay here for a while.
No!
All right. Stay calm. Stay calm. That's just a warning signal. Just to take cover. That's all.
We're all going to die!
People, none of us were planning to be here.
Especially me.
But the pit, being below ground, provides excellent protection against the wind. However, there is a slight chance of flooding.
What? I can't swim.
The force of the float alone will probably kill you.
Should I stand back the back door?
No, you are not very good with doors.
Honey, you're digging your nails into my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's just not fair. I finally got my life together, and I mean, why is it that every time something good happens to me, something else just comes along and just takes it right away?
I don't know.
No wind nor rain nor hurricane will stop us from celebrating our anniversary.
In style.
It's hard to believe it's been a year already, Ben.
And one day we'll tell our children how we survived this calamity.
Yeah, all nine of them.
Yeah, all nine of them, and they'll all be girls just like me.
Girls?
I got married early, went to school late. I'm gonna die soon. What a life.
2 hour future.
Dwayne, what if we don't make it?
Baby, I'll meet you on the other side, and I'll be wearing.
God, I hope Freddie's okay. I can't get WH to see you. I tried calling, but the phone lines are down.
Yeah, well, whatever she is, she's better off than LaToya Jackson.
You had just played my tape and shit up. We wouldn't be trapped.
Hey, man, it was your karma that brought down the power line in front of the door.
Well, if you had just jumped out of the second-story window like I told you, you could have opened it from the outside.
That's it!
Oh, I knew you couldn't keep your hands off
me. Trauma. I never thought I could hurt another human being. But you're not human, you little beast!
Don't make me go Bruce Lee on you.
Listen, brother. I don't believe in borders, okay? But if you cross this line, then your butt is mine.
You talk about that line?
Yes!
To you from Newsweek, October 2nd, 1989. And I quote, Hugo is a killer.
To stay is to die.
Oh, boy, put that paper down.
We can't die here, Dwayne. I wanted to live to see my past get back together.
Baby, you can live to be 100 and you might not see that. You know what?
I always wanted to buy my parents a beautiful house with lots of rooms so my pops could hide from my mom.
Good idea.
There's so much I haven't done, seen.
I haven't been to Egypt. I haven't seen the pyramids.
Damn, I never been to the Hoosier Dome.
Huh?
What's the Hoosier Dome?
Him. You know what your problem is? You're hurting me too tight. I mean, you should just loosen up. Come on, just have some fun. Do the thing.
This is not you. This is the alcohol speaking.
Well, neither one of us is speaking to you.
Honey, can I speak with you in the restroom for a minute? Come on.
Oh, but there's a hurricane coming. We can't do that.
Lisa, honey, you're drunk.
Well, what do we have with this man, Don Pardo?
Damn, Reggie ate all the granola bars.
I'm starving.
Pity. Ooh. Oh. Yum, 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 yum. Beef, jerky.
I don't eat animals.
Oh, this isn't just meat. This is, salt, dextrose, monosodium nitrate, and other artificial additives. Not to mention, it's made by non-union meat packers.
Cannibal.
Damn Skippy. And right now, it's all you can do to keep from ripping this out my head.
I'd rather starve.
Oh, you will. A little salty, though.
Pity.
Mmm.
Soothing. So refreshing.
So tasty. So filling.
To become seriously injured, are you medically equipped to treat us?
Kim, when is this storm gonna end, girl?
What? Hey, Kim.
What?
You know how long I'm supposed to cook these teeny taters?
How the hell should I know? I'm not the galloping gourmet. I'm not Blue Scott, and I'm not Doogie Howser. I am not your superwoman!
She just had an identity crisis.
Oh, no, that's just water. That's just water to sober my baby up, huh?
I'm your baby?
Yes.
You love me?
Yes. Don't you remember? Don't you remember what I told the preacher? Huh? What he said, in sickness and in health? And don't you know that you have tested both of those today? Yeah, but not even a hurricane could keep us apart. You're my world.
What's your name?
Then I go shopping in Paris, and then you can buy me a beautiful diamond tiara. And then we'll go to the big ball in Versailles.
Baby, I want to spend my last day walking down the aisle.
Oh, okay.
Picking up my PhD.
Well, thanks a lot, Twan. Now, I had you in Versailles with me.
Relax, Mrs. Wayne. You're right there with me.
I don't need a tiara. I don't need a big ball. All I need is you.
Say it loud.
All I need is
that's
you.
That's what I like. Scared?
No, are you?
I used to. That's when I was a boy. I wouldn't go to sleep unless Mickey was on. He lit up my nights for 17 years. And my mother used to sing the song to me.
My mother used to read to me from Chaucer.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
And when that April with his shower suit, the drought of March hath pierced to the root.
Never heard of Mother Goose in your house?
My parents thought that most fairy tales were Eurocentric, sexist, dogmatic. But I did have a bootleg copy of Sleeping Beauty. I used to read at night with a flashlight.
Oh, my parents are right, Ron. I'm all screwed up.
I guess that's why I've, waited so long. Still waiting for my Prince Charming.
You mean all Sleeping Beauty has done is sleep?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my Prince Charming.
Oh, much too much.
Do you think anybody noticed?
Only the people in this room. I'll get you some coffee.
Ah, there. Mission accomplished.
Oh, good. Good work, Dwayne. Good work. Harris, you ought to watch him. Learn something from this man.
Oh, Colonel, actually, I did all the watching. Terrence fixed the generator.
What, my Terrence? Terrence fixed the generator?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. See, I was just fooling.
What about I've underestimated you, huh? Son, I owe you an apology.
That's right.
This reminds me of my son, Donnell.
All my life, I thought he was good for nothing.
And?
That's it.
When Daddy took my credit cards away, you were there. When Santa mugged me, you were there.
Hey, what happened to All I Need Is You?
That was before they sacrificed my coat.
Wait, I mean, look at this philosophically. Those little animals that were taken to make up your coat, they were plucked from Mother Nature. When he stuffed the coat in the window, they were returned to Mother Nature.
Okay, then they're gonna return it to me.
It's hard to believe it's been a year already, Ben.
Excuse me, Whitley.
What?
I'm really sorry about your coat. I'd like to pay for it.
No, Terrence, go fix the generator, man. I got this.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that means the worst has passed.
What's that sound?
The hurricane has moved on.
Great, we're rescued.
Ron, what did we just do?
But it was kind of nice.
Ron, this is just between you and me, right?
Fred, I won't tell a soul.
Coming up next on Cheers, resident shrink Frasier Crane has a real surprise in store for his patients when Cliff and Normie play doctor. And Saturday night, NBC's rolling out the red carpet for the show the critics call first-class comedy, The Powers That Be. Hilariously funny satirical series, says the New York Daily News. A rollicking riot, says USA Today. The Powers That Be, starring John Forsythe. Saturday following the Golden Girls on NBC.